Hi there.
We are friends.
And we're about to have a conversation.
Please don't take us too seriously.
All right then.
Life is crazy and the least we can do is talk about it. Conversations with Friends. Only on The Podcaster.
Let's get it started in here. Give me your best accent for that song.
Let's get it started here.
Oh, wow. You like swallowed up all of the vowels and consonants.
Yeah, I was also holding my breath, so I don't think I enunciated any of the N's. But I think the song that's more appropriate for right now is Feliz Navidad.
Oh, hells nah, bro. Stay away from me. Christmas is over and I am traumatized by that song because I think 3 Christmases ago, my dad was so obsessed with it. He heard like every possible cover of Feliz Navidad known to mankind on like over the span of a week. And I have just lost it with that song. I cannot.
Your dad has excellent taste. And also, we must embrace it because it is, after all, this holiday spirit that has drawn us out of hibernation and back in our, you know, podcasting seats for conversations with friends.
Wait, you can't say that with, you can't just say that. We have to say conversations with friends. Wow, I love the power coming from you at the end of that. You were really holding on, which is on theme for us this past year. We really have just been holding on.
Yeah, we've also missed a few conversations in the last couple of months. So we're basically catching up in front of the entire world right now. Okay, that's a little presumptuous.
World of 10 people who listen to us loyally. Thank you to our best friends that we share this podcast with, who are the only audience that truly care.
Yeah, we love you and we can't wait to have dinner with you sometime.
Absolutely, yes. Conversations with Friends is back for a year end special. Anija and I were doing a little bit of reflection because that is what you do at the end of the year. And we realized that there was a lot for us to say that we hadn't been saying. And we're doing it a little differently this time, aren't we? We put down a bunch of questions and we're just going to pick at random and see what answers come about. That's how this conversation is going to go.
And I, for one, can't wait to answer these, but we decided we would start with one thing that everybody has been experiencing at the end of the year, and that is your Spotify Wrapped playlist. Yeah, what's on your Spotify Wrapped?
I mean, it was very humbling as an experience, I will say this. As anyone who knows me will tell you, that Halsey and Ariana Grande, these are two artists that I've always had a bit of a contentious relationship with. Ariana Grande, more because she's got such an incredible voice, but then all of her music was just like, so which in the positions for you? And I'm like, what the fuck? But this time, this album that she came out with early in the year, Chef's Kiss, and I couldn't stop listening to it. So it was a humbling experience. She's my top artist, and her song Bye is my top song of the year 2024, and I'm not mad about it, you know? I don't mind being wrong. At least I'm wrong to a bop, so it's okay.
What's your best Ariana Grande impression?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That sounded a little moany. I think mine was a little bit more on point. So she's just, I mean, right now, I think my best Ariana Grande impression would just be holding another woman's hands and just looking into the interviewer's eyes as if I've gotten bad news or great news. I don't know what it is.
Yeah, either way, they're tearing up. Well, Spotify has deeply upset me this year. I didn't get a Spotify Wrapped.
What?
Yeah.
Are you sure you're using the app correctly?
Yes, I do not blame the victim.
Okay. Well, that went dark very quickly. I apologize.
I mean, it's weird though. I think it's a glitch of some sort, but I've been forced to manually make one up, which which is what life was like before all this technology anyway. So you know what? Thank you, Spotify, for forcing me to touch grass or whatever. But my list is pretty random, okay? Chapel Roan has been a recent development in my life, and
fair,
she's great
enough. Yeah, I mean, yeah. I think it was like, what, it was the year of Chapel Roan, Sabrina Carpenter, and lately Gracie Abrams, right?
So yeah.
I think, yeah, you're on trend, sweetheart.
And here's the complete flip side. I've spent about 70% of my music listening time on Irish music.
What?
Yeah, I have a whole playlist called Irish, The Irish Way or something. Listen to this, okay? These are the bands that are on that list. The Dublin City Ramblers, the Irish Rovers, the Dicey Rileys, Irish Lads of Limerick, and many, many more. But Irish
oh
and...
Oh my God, Neeru, I think, you know, the names of these artists on your Spotify playlist... I'm going to take this offline, but there is a whole conspiracy around Spotify right now that I have to unpack with you. But please, carry on. What made you get into Irish music?
I hold it in very high regard.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I mean, fair enough. It's very jolly, isn't it?
It's very jolly. It's very celebratory. And I think the thing that, you know, I love most about it is the culture of dancing with mugs beer. Of beer
yeah.
and yeah, just having a jolly good time.
I love that for you. And I think we needed that mood, didn't we?
We did. Yeah. Now let's dive into the hard stuff.
Okay. I also just want to point out that my Spotify Wrapped playlist was just like full of breakup songs, which is strange because this year was very lovey for me. So I don't understand what was going on there. I do think sometimes I just like listening to breakup songs because they're just more sassy than love songs, you know?
I get that. And you have had a year that's been very relationship healthy. I love that. I'm so happy for you.
Thanks, my love.
Let's get into the first question we put down here. What is the thing you're most proud of overcoming this year?
The thing I'm most proud of overcoming this year would have to be my inertia when it comes to working out. So I have been trying, I think, almost for the past 2 years, right, to just get into a rhythm of movement because it really helps me and it makes me feel really good, both physically and mentally. And I think this year I finally hit my stride where, like, the breaks that I have taken from working out have been the smallest. So I'm really proud of myself for doing that and for getting to a point where, like, working out and just moving affects me so much that when I don't do it, I can feel the negative impacts of it. So that's what I'm proud of myself for.
You look fabulous.
Well, that came out of nowhere. I'm like, oh, so blushy right now. But thank you.
Yeah. You know, for me, we talked about how you've had a very relationship healthy year. I would say I have as well, but with myself, mm-hmm. because, you know, I broke up this year. Mm-hmm. We ended a 5-year relationship. I keep saying we to you, like we did it together, but me.
I was like, was I there for the conversation? Did we do it together?
Yeah, the person I was with. And it's just not a thing that I thought I'd be able to get over very quickly. But I keep saying this, I feel like all that sadness I felt from having lost the relationship kind of took a backseat this year. Maybe I overlooked it rather than overcame it, but whatever, that's just my way of coping, I suppose. And I've been using this phrase, and I'm going to insert it here as well. I think I finally climbed over the mountaintop of relationship grief, and now I'm making a steady descent.
Descent into where?
I don't know.
No. Okay. Maybe a steady descent into a lovely Irish land. Let's just say that. But that's amazing. I love that for you. And, you know, I think it's such a core part of you to be around people and be with someone that I think you discovering this other part of yourself who actually really enjoys your own company because you are a jolly good time. Is wonderful. I'm so happy for you.
That's sweet. Feliz Navidad.
Oh, shut up.
Okay. All right. If there was a memory box that kept memories alive, what memory from 2024 would you relive?
Oh, God. You know what? I have to say that I don't have an answer for this one. I can't pick just one. And I think this is because I, this year, have just been very... intentional about living in the present and, like, not letting my emotions get the better of me. So I think I've just been enjoying all of the moments, and I'm very happy that they came and that they went as well. So I think that's my answer. I sound like an asshole, but
No, you don't, because I was thinking the same thing. There aren't a bunch of memories that I would necessarily like to relive, because like you said, it's more about staying in the present, enjoying it. And I think if I were to relive it, the beauty of it might just fade a little bit. But there is one that comes to mind. You know, my sister lives in the US, and the four of us, me, my parents and my sister, are rarely together, right? And she'd come down, and we were in a room together. And my dad said something funny at my expense, as it always is. I'm the youngest in the family. But all four of us just sort of burst into laughter. It's just this like warm feeling that you don't get to feel as often as you did when you were a child, right? Also, you don't appreciate it when you're a child, but it's a thing that stands out starkly when you're older. And that's a memory from this year that keeps coming back to me. And I would definitely like to go back and revel in it for a little bit longer.
That is a very wholesome memory, and I think a great choice. And I'm so happy that you got to experience that as well.
Aww.
It's left me feeling warm and fuzzy for you.
Okay, Cynthia, let's move on to something a little lighter.
Yeah. Hey man, you can't call me Cynthia. I don't have tears rolling down my eyes yet. Okay, I like this. Okay, what pet peeve did you develop this year that you're adding to your list of pet peeves? And why, like, when did you realize that, oh my God, this is a pet peeve?
You know, surprisingly, I've learned to let go of so many things this year, including being annoyed by someone's, what do you call them? Annoyances.
Okay, Mother Teresa. Spill the tea.
Yeah, but I will say, sorry, I'm joking. Just give me a second.
Oh my God.
God, are we just turning into old men?
I honestly, this is not the transition I wanted for me going into 2025, but it seems this is what the plan is.
Life is crazy, and the least we can do is talk about it. Conversations with Friends, only on The Podcaster.
Okay, so a pet peeve, people who talk about themselves excessively and don't
listen. I mean, for a podcaster who interviews people all the time.
Maybe I'm a little out of touch with where this pet peeve is coming from. People in general who don't listen or who take no interest in the other person. It's something I've maybe noticed a little bit more this year. Stands out to me as a pet peeve. You
know what? That's a great one, actually. I think I'll share that with you. I'll just add it to my list. Live vicariously through you. I think mine is... So I've been in quite a few situations this year where I feel people sort of just like pretending that everything is okay and like not really being honest with themselves or with the people around them. And I think that that kind of annoys me quite a lot. I feel that's fair, right? That's okay.
Yeah.
This is specifically also in context with just like friendships some of the time. I just feel like it's not very cool to just be like, oh yeah, everything's fine. No, what do you mean? And then it's like clearly not fine. And I'm like, can we just have the conversation with friends and then move on?
Yeah, I agree. I think part of also developing a friendship and allowing it to mature and progress is to have the tough conversations. So the pretense can be a bit much, but yeah, I guess people deal with things their own way and can't really fault anyone. But if you're a friend of Ahalya's, just speak up.
Thank you. I love that PSA. The food that got you out of depression this year. Mm. Of course, metaphorically, guys, we are not diagnosed. Not yet.
It's so hard to pick... God, I just completely overlooked that. I'm like, yeah, probably, yeah, it's fine. I made a lot of lasagna in 2024, more than I've ever made or eaten in my whole life. So yeah, I think that. Also frozen yogurt. I've been having a lot of frozen yogurt this year.
What is a good frozen yogurt in India? I've been wanting to try it, but the last time I had it, it was Epigamia, and then that was just too sweet.
So there's this place called My Froyo Land. They have some great frozen yogurt. They have like all kinds of flavors, but I especially love the blueberry, and they have like a wild berries one now. They have a wine flavored Froyo on their menu right now.
Oh my God, we must. I think the food that got me out this year would probably have to be, you know, what I've been eating a lot of is just like these lavashes and like khakra and stuff with dips. I think it's just crunchy things with dips. That's what's been my situation this year, because I absolutely love it. It gives you everything you need.
Me too. What's the most surprising thing you cooked or you ate this year?
Bro, the fact that I cooked is the most surprising thing. So there is that. Actually, very recently, I made chicken casserole with my dad. He has a great chicken casserole recipe. So I made that with him. And I also learned how to make fruit cake with my mom. But I mean, I loved cooking with my mom, but I don't like fruit cake. So there.
I need this chicken casserole recipe.
I have it on me right now. I will send it to you.
Yeah. I think the most surprising thing I ate this year is a butterfish.
What in the hell is that?
I know it's a dish in a Japanese restaurant here in Chennai. Just a fillet of fish. Is it fillet or fillet? I've always had this problem.
Just when you don't know the pronunciation of a word, pronounce it entirely wrong. Okay. Then you'll get away with it.
That's a great idea. It was just a fillet of fish boiled in butter, I think. It's so incredibly good. And I think the most surprising thing I cooked is probably a salad.
Well, you know what? I love salad, but also butterfish. I don't know. There's something about that that does not sound that appetizing to me, especially when you added the description. I think it's boiled in butter. That just sounds quite gross.
You have to get your butt here as soon as you can.
My butter here?
Yeah. Okay. What is something new you discovered about yourself this year?
Something new that I discovered about myself this year is that I can actually be chill. I do have the ability to be chill in my life.
Woo!
Yeah, that sounds like the most tight-ass thing to say, but it's true. I realize that I have the ability to relax. But yeah, no, because I think a lot of times before, I was just constantly focusing on not being stressed. And I think this year, I kind of accepted that I do have a tendency to get stressed out easily. So instead of worrying about that, I've been focusing a lot more on just like, when I'm stressed, how to relieve my stress. And that's made me generally more relaxed and like, you know, go with the flow types.
This is an excellent thing for you. I can't even begin to tell you how happy I am that you've made the discovery that there isn't, in fact, a stick up your ass and you can be relaxed. I have been waiting for this moment.
Thank you for seeing me.
Something new that I've discovered about myself, I think the speed at which my brain thinks and my mouth makes words doesn't match. That's something I've become more and more cognizant of as time has gone by. I genuinely have this issue. I talk so fast sometimes because I'm just trying to keep up with my thoughts. And then if I slow down, then I've completely missed the boat and I'm just at a loss for words because the thoughts are gone. I don't know. Have you ever noticed this where I just forget what to say?
You know what? I have. And sometimes you'll just pause. It's almost as if you're waiting for the silence to complete the thought and the other person is just standing there like, you're not saying anything, actually.
That's exactly what I feel seen as well. This question has really shown a spotlight
given
on our souls.
Vision. Given us vision. Vision 2025.
What's the thing that made you cry the hardest? What's the thing that made you laugh the hardest?
Dude, I'm not going to lie. I think the thing that made me cry the hardest, this is going to get so dark for no reason. Okay. Was probably just the fact that there were a lot of moments this year where I felt like I wasn't doing the things that I truly enjoy. And I felt like I was in a position where, you know, you have those existential moments of, holy shit, what am I doing with my time? And I think those hit me a little too hard this year and multiple times. So those were probably all of the moments that made me cry the hardest.
I'm glad though, at least they were profound things to be sad about and not like, you know, you got a paper cut or something. So,
oh my God, should I tell you one of the most horrendous stories about one of my best friends? So he got a bunch of paper cuts on his hand. And he's also a great cook, right? So he was cooking one day and he had a bunch of paper cuts on his hands and he was trying to marinate some meat and he forgot that he had paper cuts. Oh. So then while marinating it, he was using vinegar and chili. Paper cuts is a fair assumption.
The thing that made me cry the hardest was, as you know, we ended a 5-year-long relationship and that meant I had to leave my pets behind. Shout out to Burger Buns and Bob Bali. That was extremely hard for me. I think that's the hardest thing I've had to do
Yeah, I mean, you were literally their mother. It's like sad. I don't know how you dealt with that, to be quite honest. And Bob Marley is the shit.
Like. He is.
I love that cat.
It's also Bob Barley.
Barley, sorry.
Yeah, that's okay. What's the thing that made you laugh the hardest?
Conversations with you sometimes. Those were quite funny. Yeah. just now getting your child's name wrong and then being corrected was quite hilarious. Again, I think my answer to this is probably the same as the whole memories thing, because I think there were so many moments that were quite funny and joyous, and I lived them, and I'm happy that they were there, and that's pretty much it. I don't think there was like one moment that just had me rolling on the floor.
That's beautiful. It's great that you've had a year where you can't pinpoint a specific moment that's made you laugh the hardest. Mm-hmm. I think I've had one of those years as well. I mean, good friends and conversations with friends have been quite funny, but stories of people falling as well. I've heard a lot of those this year for some reason, and that's made me laugh like tremendously.
You know what? That's a very like old dad thing of you to say. Like, I think my father finds the most joy in watching people get injured. And I'm like, this is quite strange. An evolution.
Fine. I think making a chicken casserole and watching videos of people falling will be the way I start 2025.
Love it. Love it.
Like a true dad.
Oh, I have a good one. Because, you know, we talked about food, so how can we not talk about liquor?
That's right.
If 2024 was a cocktail, what would the recipe be?
Okay. Pomegranate juice.
Already, I'm just like, oh, it was that kind of year. Yeah.
It's only a little sweet. I've used a lot of it in cocktails this year, and it really slaps. We threw a Halloween party. And
what,
a
did you just
party.
Say it really slaps? Who are you? Are you trying to be like the opposite of an old dad because you got called an old man to us? You're like, it really slaps.
Exactly. I'm kind of trying to backtrack everything that I've said in the last 10 minutes. So pomegranate juice. Some bitters, yeah, because it wasn't exactly a happy year in the world in general. So I think, yeah, a little bit of bitterness is also good for the soul. Mm-hmm. I would say any alcohol of your choice, because you never know how someone's going to react to a particular alcohol. So you choose.
Yeah.
I'm going to say some olive juice. I don't know why. Topped with some grape soda and a peach slice on the rim, because I love peaches. Mm. Yeah, it could be good.
It's fruity. It's fruity.
It's fruity and briny and tart.
Neeru, don't use the word briny to describe your cocktail. Don't do that.
Okay.
It's fruity and it packs a punch, just like 2024 did. I think mine, you know, I had one in mind, but I'm just going to change it completely now, because I think 2024, it was a year that people need to heal from, okay? Because a lot of shit happened and a lot of shit continues to happen in the world out there. So I think I'm going to make something warm. I think the recipe would be like whiskey and some caramel and maybe a little bit of like cinnamon and...
Brine.
That's what they need to heal from, is you using the word briny to describe your cocktail. I think that would be mine. Simple, sweet, but something that people genuinely need.
That sounds pretty amazing, actually. And nice and warm and cozy. I would drink that. And finally, I think we should end on this fun little question. What is your word of the year? One that you've used a lot. I guess mine as of the last like 5 seconds is brine. What's yours?
That's the find another word. You're not ending it with brine.
Okay, fine. I've used the word insane quite a bit this year.
Mm.
To describe pretty much everything.
Yes, like, our own state of mind. The world around us, yes.
Regular run-of-the-mill tasks. Like, hey, I just brushed my teeth. Oh, that's insane.
You sound like a Kardashian.
This is just absurd. 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 Absurd.
That's a good word, though, actually. That's a good word. I think, you know what? I'll just go with the word, the good old fuck. Because I think I've exclaimed that a lot this year. So that's going to be mine.
Okay. Insane and fuck and brine. Oh, gosh. Nasty things aside, this year has also made me very grateful for you and us.
Okay. What was it? You want to actually turn me into Cynthia? I will start crying. Shut
I'm
up.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. That was weird. Should we just end it?
No. That was very sweet. And it made me very grateful for you as well. And it made me very grateful to have someone to have conversations with. Actually, many people to have conversations with. And also looking back, I think Neeru and I have just realized that the year, while going through it, was very difficult in some parts, but in equal measure was great because it brought us a lot of different things and experiences that, you know, we haven't been through before. So feeling very grateful for the most part at the end of it, and happy to have been able to use this platform to talk about it.
Yeah, absolutely. That was so much emotion. Like, who?
Yeah, she just has to go throw up now. But thank you to everyone who's listened to us, and really wishing all of you a very happy New Year in advance, and
we love you all.
We really do.
And now it's time to say goodbye.
Bye-bye.
This has been a Conversations with Friends on the Podcaster, powered by Timber Media.